Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Back. Listen to Joe Messina Show here on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Again, 5563. As I always say, as I love to say, get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the solution by getting informed. It's really what it boils down to. All right, got a whole bunch of stuff I want to hit to. I don't know how many I'm going to hit, but I'm going to try to get as many as I can. In tonight. All right. AOC. God bless. Yes, God needs to bless her in some way, shape, manner, or form. She's looking to match GOP's uncomfortable abortion conversation. So what does she do? She talks about her IUD during the House hearings. Somehow she finds that... I don't know what she finds it. I don't even know where to go with that. AOC decided to reveal some uncomfortable personal information during a House Oversight Committee hearing. They were talking about abortion specifically. It had to do with regarding her personal method of birth control. Before going to a question about treatment of ectopic pregnancies in New York, Democrat noted that such circumstances can arise from failure of a device like an IUD. Well, she also decided to announce that she uses one herself, blaming Republicans for the nature of the abortion debate. Wow, this is exciting. She said, I, for example, since Republicans are forcing this conversation in uncomfortable ways, and I plan to meet them with it, I don't even know what that means, AOC says, I have an IUD. I've used one for years. Like I care. I mean, I'm kind of glad that she does, because I'm glad she's not procreating. The Congresswoman then discussed her possibility of ectopic pregnancies when IUDs failed to work and asked witnesses, Dr. Kumar, about what would happen in such a case, and the state had outlawed abortions except when a woman's life is in danger. I love it. What would that mean if I were hospitalized in these states? Would you have to wait until I was in the process, potentially of actively dying, before you could effectively treat me? Or anyone else in that position? No. Why do they always go to extremes? They blame us for doing it, and look what they're doing all the time. To date, to my knowledge, there are no laws that outlaw care for ectopic pregnancies. Kumar said that... he's the medical director for primary and trans care at Planned Parenthood. Wait a minute. Catch this. Her expert witness, right, to speak in a neutral way about abortion, is a primary care physician, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever, at Planned Parenthood in the Gulf Coast. So I'm sure he's totally pro-life, right? Just amazing. Goes on to say, the misinformation about not treating ectopic pregnancy spread on the internet after some states banned abortion in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs versus Jackson. Women's health organizations, you know, some claim that women in those states could not legally get abortions until they were about to die. That's just not true. Gay Kumar, who is with Planned Parenthood, said that this was just not the case. But it does make it more difficult for doctors to perform abortions in those situations. Now, he said, remember that these laws are written by politicians. Sometimes they don't make sense and they're difficult to grapple with. He's right. I've been saying that for years about other things, that you have politicians who haven't worked. No, come on, they haven't run their own business, they haven't really worked, they haven't had to write a paycheck for anybody else, and here they are writing laws that have to do with how businesses operate and run. How you're treated, how your medical treatment is put out there. That's wrong. Right? See, we have seen people denied access to abortions. Actually seen somebody in Texas who left the state to get care for her ectopic pregnancy. I want more information than that, though. I don't want you to throw out a generalization. So you found one in all of those, and that means we have a problem with the rest of them, right? I just find that totally amazing. So it's possible, it depends on which healthcare provider you see, which clinic or hospital you may go to, because we're interpreting these laws in real time by physicians. But again, as I said to you, it is constantly the other side, the whole other side of the issue. It's just like when you talk about a mother's life. Less than 1% of the pregnancies are aborted because a mom may die. Right? It's just crazy. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I just wish people would just be honest, flat out honest about this stuff and stop playing games with it. I know. I'm pie in the sky stuff. But I don't believe in unicorns, so we're good. All right, Chevron has sold its global headquarters. It's going to pare back in California. Gee, that's... Wait a minute. I thought they wanted to be here. I thought this is where they wanted to be. Amid Texas expansion. Now, they're moving to Texas. You know, that terrible state. The one that Newsom tells everybody they shouldn't be going to. They should be staying right here so they can keep their rights. Well, apparently, Chevron doesn't want any of its rights. They're going to leave them here in California. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, like I say, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the process, if you would, because that's what it is. It's a process, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 5562. Let me get back at it. There's so many stories I want to get to. I won't get to them all. But, I mean, just the mere fact that Gavin Newsom really believes that companies won't leave California. Some will come back because, you know, they won't like the weather wherever they're going. So he's banking on the fact that the weather's going to keep you here. right? Great to see the Dow Jones is up. Not. So Chevron is moving into a smaller California space because it's relocating most of its employees to Texas. It's out of here. And the big part of that, it's because of the employment laws. The new ones are ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. So they've sold its current headquarters in California, plans to move into a nearby lease space, about a third of the size, while it continues to relocate pretty much the majority of its workers to Texas. It's the second largest oil company. I did not know that. And they're, now, I want you to think about something. Well, okay. They sold the headquarters up in San Ramon, California. They've been there for over 20 years. The, if you think about the people that work there, the ones that have homes that work for Chevron, they have to make a decision now whether to move, whether to stay and try to find another job in this climate. I'm sure that'll work out well, right? They pick up roots, change doctors, change dentists, right? What's that going to do for the local economy, you think? No, seriously, I mean, I know somebody else bought it, people refill it, yada, yada, yada. But some of these people have been there for decades. That's been their home for decades. And they're going to, you know, they're going to totally remake the space, the building, the surrounding space into, you know, offices and homes and condos, which is a big push now here in California. So you won't have to drive as well. You won't be able to drive as much anyway, but so you won't have to drive as far. You know, your electric car can go across the street or two blocks away. You'd be fine. So they're pushing these projects, if you would, these apartment buildings. They're pushing them as, you know, you work and live right there. Now, Chevron's main offices have resided in California for more than 140 years. It houses its main offices in the Greater Bay Area since its first incorporation. Its first, I think the name of the company was Pacific Coast Oil back in the 1800s. It moved a boatload, it paid for a boatload of people to move in 2000 to San Ramon. And left that as the company headquarters for what now, 20-some-odd years. So because of what's going on in the economy, what's going on in California, because of the laws and what have you, they've decided, time to go. Yeah, can't keep up with it. So anyway, it's when you see Governor Newsom's out there tell you how great California is, come here, you'll get your freedoms, then why are companies leaving? It is almost impossible to do business in this state. If you're a very large corporation and you're making $1 billion, you might be able to cover for all the extra changes, for all the things that they're hitting you with. But when you're a smaller company, this could easily bankrupt you. Easily bankrupt you. Seriously. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, we talked about this a couple times, too, on the show. California now is, this is not a comment, I want you to think about this. California is now holding back high school test scores until after the election. Okay? Well, they didn't say they were holding it until after the election. They were saying they were looking through some numbers and they wouldn't be able to have them out to us until mid-November. Gee, I wonder why. I'll tell you why, because they know what's going to happen. I know it from being a school board member. They know what's going to happen. New York school, city schools anyway, they had a stark drop in math proficiency in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Their test results showed that there's been almost an 8% point drop in math competency. Right? for third through eighth graders. This is nothing to go, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. What are they doing to fix it? What are they doing to make it up? What are they doing to help these kids? The results from the City Education Department released on Wednesday showed a 1.6% point rise in English, and arts, and a 7.6-point drop in math, with just 38% of the kids in grades 3 through 8 being proficient. 38% of the kids being proficient. About 46% of students were math proficient before the pandemic, and the last time the exams were given to most of the city's school children. I guess it's a little different there how they do it, but the first deputy chancellor, Dan Weisberg, he said that the results are complicated by the pandemic. He noted how much an impact in particular it had on minority students. Why? No, they always do this, right? It's a bigger impact on minority students because they don't get as many resources. They don't get this. No. Because when the minority students come in, they're already behind in a lot of cases. I'm not saying that in a bad or good way. I'm just saying they're already behind. They require some more work. They require more attention. And then when you're sitting there, right, distance learning, trying to catch on, trying to do something with this, it's almost impossible. These kids don't stand a chance. And on top of that, I guess it's 114,000 plus kids in school are homeless. So how are they going to do their homework? How are they going to study at home? I don't know. You're stealing hotel rooms there in New York City. Why don't you use some of the, and you do have some, why don't you use some of the empty schools and abandoned hotels? Clean them up. Why go take a hotel away from somebody who's making money at it, paying taxes in the city, to force to put illegals in there that aren't paying a nickel, number one? Just nuts. Out of control nuts. So I'm seeing your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner, or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin will sign documents on Friday declaring 4 Ukrainian regions as part of Russia. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says if Putin does that, it will have major consequences.
Any decision to proceed with the annexation of Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia, regions of Ukraine, would have no legal value and deserves to be condemned.
President Biden on Thursday urged residents of flooded areas in southwestern Florida to remain indoors as Hurricane Ivan's waters recede, warning that the storm could bring an historic number of casualties. This could be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history. Unclear, but we're hearing early reports of what may be substantial loss of life, Biden said during a visit to the Washington headquarters of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm listening. I like the music. Joe, I'm your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. No, seriously. I want you to go up to the website, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there as well. And, God, we have so many stories that I want to get through it. I know I'm not going to be able to. I'm going to try like heck, though. We're talking about the New York schools, though. They're New York City schools. And their test scores are down. And it's not like we didn't know this was going to happen. So they should have been ready when the kids come back to the school to start doing some remedial stuff or helping them catch up. But they weren't ready for it for some reason. 36% and 37% of black and Hispanic students passed the English test compared to 67% and 71% of white and Asian students. In math, 21 to 23% of black Hispanic students passed, while 59% and 68% white and Asian school kids were proficient. It's just crazy. New York educators know that it may be difficult to truly gauge how city school children are faring, considered roughly 25% fewer kids took the tests. I mean, I don't know why it is that educated people, truly educated people, can't figure this out ahead of time. Right? It's just nuts. It's really, really hard to make any claims about trends in performance. That's according to Aaron Pallas, a professor of education at Columbia University. The pandemic really disrupted that. The test results have Mayor Eric Adams' critics reviving their calls that he restore recent funding cuts for education. He cut funding for education? See, that's what I keep telling you people. You don't listen. New York, Chicago, Seattle, wherever. They're all Democrat-run cities. They claim they care about education. They claim they care about this stuff. And then they cut your budget. And then they blame, on top of it, you watch it, then they'll blame the Republicans for that. Right? Now, some of the people in the administration, the city council members, said they didn't even notice it until they approved the city budget. So they didn't even notice that the school funding had gone down from the year before. So now all of a sudden, it went down to half a billion dollars. New York School District went down to $500 million. After hearing from principals and other community leaders that they needed additional time, right, because there's been declining enrollment, that's one of the reasons the money went down. So, think about this. From $500 million, $500 million, he said that he would restore $150 million in funding. Right, that would hold them. Wow. Further, he said, we've allocated all federal stimulus dollars to critical programs and needs. We look forward to opening our schools with the resources they need to ensure our students thrive. Well, why didn't you think of that ahead of time? Why weren't these numbers figured out before they went back to school? National math and reading scores appear to be even bleaker. Recent data released by the National Center for Education Statistics, they revealed the largest score drop in reading among 9-year-old students since 1990. Right? Think about that. Since 1990. They should have been reading. Again, they're smart people. These are educated people. These are people who have been in education all their lives. They should have been able to figure out this is the way kids were going. In distance learning, there were tests taken. Why was this a problem? Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. This largest average score, let's drive this home. The largest average score drop since 1990. Anybody home? Was that one guy say, is this mic on? You got to take that to heart. You got to figure, what does that mean? How does that affect you? Anyway, pandemic-related school closures not only interrupted students' academic success, students' studies have found that parents across the country have been candid about how forced at-home learning also hurt many kids, hurt their mental well-being. Our kids are so used to being at school, but that the social part of their academic life, education world, academic world, is so much a part of their daily life that when you pull that leg out from underneath of them, it's tough for them to survive. It's tough for them to move on. I mean, again, whether I agree with it or not, it doesn't really mean anything. As locked in as they are to this, this is a problem. Okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A great little story here. Memphis dad, and I wish more community leaders would do this, but, you know, see, what happens is people get all bent out of shape because they think you're picking on a certain group. Nobody's picking on a certain group. Okay? This just happens to be a statement of fact. And when you look at this, when you try to understand, you know, Memphis community leader urges fathers to be present in a child's lives in an effort to reduce crime. Now, think about this. President Obama said this. He talked about 72% of the homes in the black community didn't have fathers in them at the time when he spoke. I don't know what the numbers say. And he said that basically the bottom line with that problem is that when dads are not in the home, the kids are more likely to get in trouble, not graduate from high school. Girls are more likely to be pregnant. This is coming from a black man, a black leader, well-loved, well-respected, right? Come on, think it through. Why would he lie? just to appease the people? That doesn't make any sense. Oh, God bless. All right, one more about New York City before the break. New York City residents, they're ripping the mayor again over migrant tent cities, rising crime, and prisoners in their own people feel like they're prisoners in their own homes. I would. Wouldn't you? If you were afraid to go out on the street, can't carry a gun, can't protect yourself, got to be careful about protecting yourself in your own home in New York. One resident called him out. He began tent city construction simply to house illegal immigrants just minutes from her home. Okay, so he's going to put illegals there. Bronx resident Christy Marmorato, she discussed her safety concerns on the morning show about how the migrant influx is impacting her neighborhood and how Adams is handling/not handling the issue. It should be our issue, she said. It shouldn't be our issue. It's good to help people. We want to help these people. We want to help them in the right way, though. We want to help them, I like the way they do that, as they're coming to this country, the proper way. Unfortunately, they're taking advantage of the process. And we're having to absorb the problem. We can't absorb the problem. We don't have what we need to absorb the problem. The campus goes to process center. It's expected to accommodate over 1,000 people. This ought to be good. Migrants will be able to stay for several days before entering the city shelters. They don't have shelters that can handle these people. I don't know how they're going to do it. No, really, think about it. Governor Abbott's already said 10,000 migrants via bus from Texas. They're going to have to put up 10 of these tents a week. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Show us your host. Oh, Oregon, I feel sorry for you. Oregon now is thinking about taking in some of these migrants, but not some, a whole bunch, really. I mean, again, goes back to, where's this money coming from? Who's paying the bills? No, really, got to ask the question, who's paying the bills? The taxpayers in Oregon are going to end up paying for this. It's really crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's have some fun with Biden's forgiveness plan. It's just amazing. The Biden administration on Thursday changed, well, they kind of changed course a little bit. On the guidance for who qualifies for federal student loans, I'm sorry, student loan forgiveness, hours after six Republican-led states filed a challenge to its student debt cancellation program. Now, Biden said in August that the U.S. government would forgive $10,000 in student loans for millions of debts saddled former college students, keeping a pledge he made in 2020. Now, the decision from the U.S. Department of Education affects federal family education loans, FFEL borrowers. The loans were issued, managed by private banks, but guaranteed by the federal government. Does not allow them to consolidate their loans or qualify for debt relief. Did you hear that? Right? The loans were issued and managed by a private bank, but guaranteed by the federal government. It doesn't allow them to consolidate their loans or qualify for debt relief. Now, earlier, the department's website advised these borrowers that they should consider these loans into federal direct loans and qualify for relief. On Thursday, the department changed the language to, as of September 29th, borrowers with federal student loans not held by ED cannot obtain one-time debt relief by consolidating those loans into direct loans. That's 4 million borrowers. Right? 4 million borrowers still have commercially held loans. They won't qualify. So is it really for everybody? Is it really for? I mean, look, I'm not for it to begin with, but that's beside the point. The administration is scrambling to make arrangements and a solution for those borrowers. This is a gut punch, to say the least. Now, earlier in the lawsuit for Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, South Carolina, asked the court for an immediate temporary restraining order, pausing the student debt relief. The lawsuit argued that when FFEL borrowers consolidate their loans into federal direct loans, private banks essentially lose the business. So the lawsuit comes 2 days after conservative group Pacific Legal Foundation filed a federal lawsuit. They want to stop Biden's loan cancellation altogether. I don't think it'll happen. Now, on Monday, the Congressional Budget Office said that Biden's plan to cancel some of the student loan debt will cost over four. You ready for this? You sitting down? You okay? $400 billion. $400 billion. Critics of the plan raised concerns over its inflation impact. White House said, "Well, oh no, it was fiscally justified because the federal deficit was on track to drop by $1.7 trillion because of the Reduction Act." It's always good to know they're still writing jokes here at the White House. As of June 30th, 43 million borrowers held $1.6 trillion in federal student loans. That's about $430 billion of that debt will be canceled. You know, let me tell you how budgeting in the government works, right? How they think about this, really, in all sincerity. The schools out here in California, they're allowed to pass bonds to raise money to, you know, fix schools, upgrade schools, build schools for that matter. The mindset is that the community will decide for themselves, based on bonds, whether or not they want another school. Or whether or not they want to give the local school board money to be able to work, to do work. All right? So, I think about this stuff, it drives me nuts. So one of the school boards that I'm familiar with, they had this bond that people were paying, get your pencil out. Think about this. They're paying $35 on every $100,000 worth of valuation your house was. So if your house was worth $300,000, right, your yearly tax for that was $105. So that sounds reasonable. That's okay. I mean, I voted for it. I want schools built better or maintained better, so that's what I did. And then a couple of years later, they come back and they say, look, we ran out of money. We got a couple more things to do. We need to do A, B, and C. And it won't cost you any more money. Right? We won't charge you any more money to do this. You go, okay, you're asking for $25 million, $30 million, $40 million, whatever it is. and you're not going to charge me any more money. No. Won't cost you any more money. Well, then how are we going to pay it back? How does it get paid back if the taxpayers don't pay it? Well, we're just going to add 5 years on to the repayment of the initial bond. And I said, okay, I know I'm not the most educated guy in the room, but how does that work? Aren't you paying, the day you make one more payment, after the original payment you agreed to, you've just paid more money. Even if it's $35 or that $105, you've just paid more money. I mean, this is government math. This is how the government looks at this stuff. It's always, always exciting to me, always. I just sit there and crack a smile. They already know what I'm going to say. And when I talk to other people in education, they see the same things happening. So you should never be surprised when the government comes up with these numbers and you go, where did that come from? I'm telling you, if you did it without explanation, you could not smoke enough dope to figure it out. You couldn't do it. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to have the father, I don't know if it'll be tomorrow night or what, but I'm going to have a father of whose son died of fentanyl. All right? And the latest numbers show that in 2021, 75% of the fatal U.S. drug overdose deaths were from fentanyl. Think about that. That's a big deal. Right? That's a big number. Now, a father turned activist who lost his son, he penned a letter to Senator Cory Booker. I do not get this, by the way. Now, Cory's a Democrat. Remember, he was running for president? He's opposing permanently classifying fentanyl as a Schedule I controlled substance. Why would you do that? With everybody it's killing, why would you do that? In response to the deadly impact on fentanyl, the speed which with the cartel develops new products, the DEA issued an emergency scheduling order that classified FRS as Schedule I controlled substance. Now, he's reading letters from victims of illicit drugs, President Jamie Porretta to Booker, that was obtained by Fox News Digital. He wrote on to say, Congress extended this order 6 times during both Republican and Democrat presidential administrations. He went on to say, that is until you objected. Right? Cory Booker objected to extending it again. Puerta lost his son Daniel from a fentanyl overdose. He took issue with Booker's decision early this year to object to extending the DEA's emergency scheduling of fentanyl-related substances. What could possibly be the issue? Cory says that classified scheduling of fentanyl has been a failed experiment. He said they need a bipartisan solution to the problem, really. So then why not get on the same page? He raised concerns over permanently scheduling fentanyl as Schedule I controlled substance, saying, listen, that a class-wide scheduling may improperly classify FRS that may be harmless or have medical use. No, you can make exceptions. Right? He also argued that Americans could unwittingly end up in legal trouble for trafficking fentanyl-related substances that are non-bioactive. Very little evidence to prove that that actually happens. You know, he doesn't have children. I guess he doesn't care. Not a big deal to him. So, I'm a senior host. Hey, thanks for being with me. Thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Want you back here with me tomorrow.